Joined once again by contributor John Hurdle. John took another look at where things are with Delaware's economy here as the coronavirus pandemic continues and exactly where Delaware is headed based on its reopening plans. John, we appreciate your time and your reporting this week. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Tom.
Well, the biggest takeaway I get from your reporting this week is something that I think we've seen with a lot of other things regarding this reopening, like community pools and houses of worship. And that is, just because the state is allowing something to reopen, it doesn't mean everyone involved will. And you saw this a bit with restaurants and things that you checked into, right?
That's right. Yes, I spoke with three restaurants in different parts of the state, and they all told me that they will not be opening for sit-down customers on June 1st, as they are now permitted to by the governor's order. I spoke with one restaurant owner who's got four locations in Delaware, another two in Pennsylvania. He said that that he's decided he is not going to offer sit-down service as of June 1st because they're only allowed to operate at 30% of capacity, and this restaurant owner said that he simply can't make any money operating with at less than a third of his regular sales level. So I spoke with another restaurant owner with two locations, one in Hockessin, another one in Newark, and he said that he was actually equally concerned with the idea of bringing some of his customers coming back and seeing other customers sitting down and eating their food, and he said that there's a certain proportion of his market that is still very nervous about the idea of getting infected or reinfected by COVID if they go into a relatively crowded place like a restaurant, and so he's very worried that those people are going to stay away, and he thinks that he's hoping that there will be a gradual increase in consumer confidence, and as more and more people get to see that it's possible to start to interact with folks, then they might be prepared to go back into restaurants. But he thinks that that's going to be a slow process, and that he's going to wait until phase two of the governor's operation, which these restaurateurs hope is going to allow them to operate 50% of their capacity.
Is there also a concern on their part at all about being able to provide the safety measures you need to provide to not only keep your employees healthy, but again, and maybe inspire that confidence? Is that also something that they've got to kind of work into their equation?
Well, indeed it is. The folks that I spoke to were very very clear that they will be taking additional measures to clean their restaurants and to let their customers know that they are doing that, and so there would be much more aggressive cleaning of so-called high contact or high touch areas, which would be potential sources for any resurgence in this infection, and so they're going to be working very hard to let their customers know that they'll be taking these extra precautions.
So you mentioned the restaurateurs being a little concerned about consumer confidence. Do we have any other sense of kind of what the general feeling is about consumer confidence and how much a role it will play in bringing the economy back at this point? That that people are really willing to go out and not just go to restaurants, but go anywhere and engage in any way with the economy at the level that's necessary to get things going again?
Well, I think that there's you might see that there's some kind of mixed messages here, because I mean, at the same time that states like Delaware are beginning to allow businesses to reopen, they're also saying that people need to do so very carefully and need to wear masks and need to continue to observe the social distancing restrictions that we're so familiar with now, and so I think that you know, a lot of people, some people, who knows how many. I guess this coming Memorial Day weekend is going to be very telling in this regard, but there'll be a certain section of the public that will be very leery on this, and so we'll need a kind of careful nurturing in order to feel more confident about going into places like restaurants, bars, or retail stores.
Is there also a sense of urgency that's maybe even a bit more pronounced in southern Delaware by the beaches, where restaurants and other businesses connected to tourism are kind of in a race against the clock to make something of the summer season that unofficially starts with Memorial Day weekend?
Well, indeed. I mean, it's no secret that that restaurants, bars, hotels, anybody connected with the any businesses connected with the tourism industry have been particularly hard hit by these shutdowns, and of course Southern Delaware is very dependent on the tourism industry, and the region was actually singled out by Patrick Harker, who's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. He spoke in a conference call last week that was hosted by the Delaware State Chamber of Commerce, and he mentioned Southern Delaware as an area where, you know, there could be a lot of long-lasting damage to tourism-related businesses.
We've talked a lot about restaurants and hospitality, both now and in previous reporting, and with good reason. They've been very, very hard hit by this whole thing. But are there some other areas that are facing big issues right now in terms of staying on stable grounds economically?
Well, yes, absolutely. President Harker did focus in on a couple of those areas. One is the so-called EDS and MEDS, that is educational and medical institutions, which together are very economically important for Delaware. They create approximately 17% of the state's workforce, and one of the problems with educational institutions is that they are they're having to deal with the needs for social distancing and wrestling with the question of whether to give all of their classes online. As far as on the medical institutions, they are suffering from the fact that they've got the increased costs of treating COVID patients, coupled with the fact that they have cleared away any folks who are waiting for elective procedures, and so therefore those institutions are for the moment deprived of income from those sources. So President Harker was talking about the Federal Reserve is considering a series of making loans directly available to at least the educational piece of that cohort there. And the other thing that one other sector that he drew attention to was commercial real estate. I think it's fair to say that the jury is really out on that. I mean, some companies might be considering having more folks working from home on a permanent basis, and therefore they would need less office space. But on the other hand, employers might also be required to spend to create more space in their buildings so that individual employees could remain socially distanced, and so that's a scenario under which employers could actually need more commercial space. So I think those are two ways in which the commercial real estate industry could be affected.
We should note, of course, that Governor Carney has said that hospitals and other facilities can start doing elective surgeries again. But like with everything else, just because people can do them doesn't necessarily they'll happen right away. And so that financial impact on hospitals is likely to kind of lag a little bit. John, I also wanted to ask you about unemployment numbers. We talk a great deal about that. How well do these unemployment numbers tell the story of how bad things are right now in terms of jobs and the economy?
Well, I think the context here is key, Tom. I mean, as you mentioned, even though we've seen in the very latest jobless figures that they've come down a little bit, but they are significantly lower than they were earlier during the pandemic. They're still around 10 times the 10 times the level they were before the shutdowns. And so it's also worth looking at the total number of people who have filed for first time unemployment claims since this began, which is up around 95,000 people, which is somewhere around 20% of the Delaware workforce. And so this is a put in that context, this shows that the extent of the economic damage that's going on here.
So when we take all of this in, what is the outlook? How deep a recession could Delaware face, and how long could it last?
Well, I spoke with Jim Budkovitz, who is a professor of economics at the University of Delaware, and he has puts the latest situation in the context of the Great Depression. It's a subject as an economist that he's studied, and he points out that in the Great Depression, the lowest point of unemployment, that was in 1933, unemployment went to 25% nationally. Now, if we take the latest national numbers, the unemployment rate for April was 14.7%. But Professor Butkovitz says that for a number of technical reasons, he suspects that the rate is actually a lot higher, and he thinks it's probably around about 20%, which is sort of getting up there towards these Great Depression levels. So he, of course, is very wary about making any predictions about how this is all going to play out, or when we might see any relief to this. But he does warn that if current levels of unemployment persist for many months, then we could be in for what he termed a much more serious situation.
John Hurdle, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thank you for being with us again on The Green this week.
You're welcome, Tom.